Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
I hope you're ready for Soulfish Day 2. Feel free, you don't want to be here to leave or from my dealings anyway at all. All right, good. You're all nice and warmed up from the morning prayer, so I think you're going to do fine. Yesterday, we discovered the wonderful world of dough through soul, and now we're going to look at the top bit of the scale. This is a great way to introduce this scale if you're teaching children or adults or anybody. I've seen this method used with kindergartners and 80-year-old Carmelite nuns in London, and they loved it. One said, after 60 years of religious life, she finally looked forward to singing in the office. what a martyrdom. It would be a martyrdom for me and the Carmelites anyway, because they sing everything on one note, but anyway. All right, there's top dough. It's got a dot on it because it's top dough, all right? Okay. Do this.
Do, 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 do.
Good, everyone.
Do, do, do.
It oftentimes isn't.
We just
actually
don't
have to change much, check much more often. But anyway, you get this. So what we're doing is the top part of the scale, and again, particularly drilling between the half step of do and ti.
That's
the reason why I'm doing that. We did it. Remember yesterday we did it between mi and fa because that's where the other half step lies. So if for those of you not in the know, major diatonic scale has two half steps or semitones. What do we call them in America? Anyway, so you always want to drill there. So you have, what do you have? It's a classic scale, a diatonic scale, is two whole steps and a half, then three whole steps and a half. And that's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Right, and then as you start to learn Gregorian chant, the modes are going to have the half steps in different places, and that's what gives them that that special sound. Maybe we'll get to that a little bit today. I was told I could take a little bit longer. Isn't that nice? The torture continues. And it's elongated today, which is great. So, let's do a little bit more of that. My very first teaching assignment of Gregorian chant was to a group of Episcopalian ladies in the hometown that I they were a service group called the Marys and the Marthas, and it was a beautiful organization, and they served people at their parish by opening, you know, serving food to the poor and taking care of unwed mothers and, you know, mothers with children, and did all this stuff, but they wanted to have some sort of a prayer that united them, and they all followed the rules. They kind of followed a lay version of the rule of St. Benedict. So they asked me to teach them. So anyway, my first, you know, I was very enthusiastic, having just come back from university, and came back, and I guess I said something about Gregorian chant being a lot about soul fetching, and one of the ladies thought I said soul fetching. So I got, afterwards, when she realized what a joke it was, they made a t-shirt for me that said, Gregorian chant is soul fetching. It's soul fetching and soul fetching, which is good. Okay. So now, No, now you've got this is it. Sorry, I could have gone to another page, but you're just gonna have to deal with this for now, so we'll save a part of a tree and not use another piece of paper. All right. There we go. We're going to do an exercise here. It's the first compass episode, so exercise and board. But I'm going to sing what's called the bridge, which is going to be the bridge to the next note. So you'll see what I mean. So I'll point when you're supposed to sing. So you're going to sing right at the beginning. Do, right there.
Do, re, do.
Do, re, mi.
Mi, fa, mi.
Mi, fa, sol.
Sol, fa, sol.
Sing them all together. Skips and they're able to do it very, very confidently, you see. And this is a good way. It's good for adults, like I said, 8-year-old Carmelite nuns and everyone underneath. So, and every class of people. Okay, let's do something a little different. What time is it?
8:37.
Oh, I've got this. All right, good. Hold on. Now, demonstrate a little bit how one might practice a mode, actually. And this is a good way to do that. Now that you've got basically the relationship of the notes all together, you're getting very good at going upwards and backwards and skipping the solfège. Like I said, if you're not good at it, you're feeling
better.
Everyone, most of you are all doing very well, but I'm sure there's a few people like I was some years ago that's going, I can't keep up with all of this. Just practice, write do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do on a piece of paper, and then force yourself to do it backwards and forwards, or going up a little bit and going backwards. It's a great way to do it, and I did it in the car. Because what happened was when I was in the University of America, I learned by numbers, and went to Britain, I had to learn solfège. Mm. And this is why this is a nice combination, the word method. And so I had to basically learn a whole new system, and it was I'm glad I did, because it was it's great. But you can do it, and don't feel bad if you're starting to you're not getting it. Let me see. Hold on. Let me think what I'm going to do here. Right. Let's see. Here let's take a slightly different note. Oh, that's interesting. B and D flat sound the same.
See, we talk you there.
I told you, it's compromised. It's a whole. Oh, let's take it down.
Do di la sol fa mi re.
In order order to get the notes that are used in mode two, I'm going to do something a little non-word here and go use some piece of paper. So it's a little hard to write on moving paper, but anyway, you can see this. Those are dots under. A dot over means upper do. A dot under means, well, anything under do, right, Wrigley. I didn't really have to put that. Yeah. That dot there, but under there. You get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That will give us the notes that are used in mode two. Mode one and two are ray modes, meaning that the tonic is formed on the ray. So you have all those famous pieces in mode one, right? Oftentimes you get the flatted T, right?
Yeah.
In the Salve Regina, for example, and all that. All those lovely mode one things. A lot of mode two things. Mode one, two, another one would be Vidime Pascali Laudes, Imolem Christiani. Right? As I said also, what do you do with a drunken sailor? It does it, right?
Yes.
All right. All right. Let's do that. My compromise B. It doesn't really matter. It's as long as it keeps. That's B, and then that's B flat.
Subtle difference.
Subtle difference. Yeah.
There's A. Let's just B or B flat. Right there. Okay.
Don't keep us so far, me, don't keep us, me, do.
Sorry, you're looking at the depths there.
Don't rain me, so
flatted. So I'm going to just put this to the side. A little flat line. When I hit the flat, we're going to sing the flat. All right, clar, or whatever you're all used to saying. Do. Let me do this. Let's change the key a little bit.
Don't keep us so far, mi re do. Don't keep us so far, mi re do. Re mi fa mi re. Re mi fa sol la. Re la so fa mi re. Re mi fa sol la.
Thank you. a variation of a Christmas tune. It's in Europe, a parish book of chant called Puer Natus in Bethlehem. So you see, this is a good way to have a piece in mode one or two, to sort of get that in the brain cells, you see. That's a wonderful way to do it. Good. Any questions on anything I've been doing? No. You're just probably so thrilled by this.
Speechless.
You're just speechless. Good, let's see.
Soul fetching.
Now, it's soul fetching, yes. Right. Now, let's bring what we've been doing into the real world of music, in a sense. I mean, it's been on the real world, but let's bring it to the staff. And a nice way to do that is this way. To children or to adults that have never had staff before. So bear with me, we're going to do this a step at a time. Everyone?
Don't eat
superimpose lines over. You put a clef up here, or down in the bottom, the board likes to do, but that's not the real world, really, a Gregorian chant. And you've basically written it over this. All right.
Do. Do, di, do. Do, di, la, so. So, la, so. So, fa, mi. Mi, fa, mi. Mi, re, do. Do, re, do.
And the nice thing that you do, again, you can do this rather easily on a chalkboard, but it's hard here. I'm going to go a little bit.
Oh,
it's
good.
So advanced.
He's nooming it.
He's nooming it?
Yeah, he's nooming it. He's not playing around anymore.
No, no.
He's going for the noom.
I'm going in. I'm heading in.
That's it.
Now, what you can do with kids or adults
is let them color it.
Is they teach you to sort of slightly cover the numbers so the number's still slightly available.
Yeah.
You can see it. Before then you block it all off, but I figured you were ready for advanced.
Blocking off.
Advanced. But that's a nice way to do it, because with a colored chalk, you can just sort of, with a flat end of a chalk, you can just sort of cover the number that you've written, but you can sort of still see the top and the bottom so they can still figure out the number.
Yeah.
And then you will totally obliterate it with that. But they see that the numbers are there, that they're just underneath it, you see. But like I said, you guys you're advanced, so we can go on.
Let's do that. Do, di, do, la, so, so, la, so, fa, mi, re, do, do, re, mi, fa, so, fa, mi, re, do, do, re, do, do, mi.
Sorry. progression of how to teach,
yeah.
The square note notation, of course,
exactly.
Or any kind of notation. Word actually starts out with modern notation, but often and leading to Gregorian chant. But I think actually in my choirs I've always done it just the opposite, and I always teach the kids Gregorian chant first because it's easier for solfeggio, and it's kind of more the historical way to do it. I think, you know, in the sense of learning square notes and the end do through do with a clotted T, and then getting into all the other things. But anyway, you can see this. We'll progress more, and I'll show you more tomorrow. So,
hope that was good.
See you in the.